My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the dazzling, undisputed, and lovely star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington or online at capsteps.com. And Elena, we have officially hit December. We had the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting on Wednesday. We had the White House Christmas tree lighting on Thursday. Rhode Island had its holiday tree lighting earlier in the week. And, now, we've had this controversy before, but Governor Lincoln Chafee up there drawing a lot of frustration because he insisted that everyone had to call it a holiday tree because, after all, many different people celebrate different holidays. Apparently, all of them involve an evergreen tree.
Yeah, I was going to say, do we have to call it the Christmas menorah now, too? I mean, there are certain things that go with certain holidays, right?
Yeah, you'd think so. Yeah, I haven't heard anyone call it the holiday candelabra yet. Or
my Ramadan dreidel is in the mail, yes. Well, it's funny you should mention that, because we actually thought about here in the Capitol Steps about rolling them all into one holiday and just getting it all over with.
Yes.
And we wrote a song about that, and we have a new album. It's a Christmas album that's only on iTunes because it's only six songs, but we threw it together last month, and gosh, the subject today is right on point.
It is perfect. What's the title of the album?
We're going to call it Wiener Wonderland because it's got an Anthony Wiener. It kind of wraps up the year in Christmas songs.
Yes, apparently it does. So if you missed the Capitol Steps' assault on political correctness on their previous a CD, I believe it was called Oh Christmas Bush. Actually, that was two CDs ago. The last one was Barockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Here's their latest frustration with the folks who want everything to be kind of mushed together.
Have yourself a Hanukkah Kwanzaa Christmas, 'cause the court decreed from now on, one holiday is all we need. Have yourself a Hanukkah Kwanzaa Christmas, Santa's black and gay. From now on,
hey, Merry Christmas!
You can say, gone away are the simpler days, and the liberals may have won. Manger scenes or a Sunday psalm should be done on Ramadan. Buddhists, Muslims, and the Shinto join with Hindu's sacred cow. There's no group we can exclude. It's not allowed. So have yourself a very Wiccan Christmas now.
Elena, a lot of people resonate with that one, I can tell you. What?
Even Wiccans need a holiday.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's funny all the different groups you mentioned in there. I'm pretty sure just about all of them want nothing to do with the others they'd be lumped in with.
Right. I mean, they're like, well, yeah, don't confuse us, right? It sounds like Herman Cain's hanging in there for the time being, huh? He's meeting with the wife today.
Yeah, that should be interesting, huh?
Well, you know, he's got to be kind of like, you know, shaking his head and going, now, wait a minute, Newt surged ahead. Newt's had two affairs by his own admission, and so let's see.
Isn't it fascinating how if your scandal's well-known and old, it's okay, but but if it's brand new, then apparently you're completely unqualified. So.
There is an irony there.
So the lesson, kids, is to have your scandals early and get them all out as soon as possible.
Okay, that's our next song, I think.
Or try to avoid scandal if at all possible.
Well, no, that's not an option.
Not for the Capitol Steps. The Capitol Steps strongly discourage living a life of moral rectitude.
That's true. we really don't have the country's best interests at heart, so really, that's not what we're business for.
Oh, so do you believe it's now down to Newt and Mitt, as all the pundits want to make us believe, or do you still think
Newt and Mitt, yeah, that sounds like some sort of sitcom from the 60s or something.
Are you still waiting for an 11th hour surge from John Huntsman?
Could happen. Yeah, I wouldn't have predicted the nude surge, so it could happen.
Absolutely, you know.
So. That would be interesting. Two Mormons and, you know, two former governors and two good-looking guys. Sort of like Mitt Light and Mitt, right?
Yeah, well, don't tell John Huntsman you said that, but... He really hates Mitt Romney. It's kind of fun to watch. But, yeah, we'll see if there's a surge there. Everyone else has kind of had their turn except for him and Rick Santorum. So we'll see if that happens in kind of the final days of the campaign. But I'm sure you guys will be ready to hit the ground running once actual votes start. I can't believe we're so close to real votes, Elaine. It's so exciting.
We're debuting our new song at the Reagan Building this weekend, Herman Cain singing Love Potion number 999. We'll try to record it for you for next weekend.
Very good. Elaina, have a great time this weekend performing, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks.
Elaina Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online as well at capsteps.com, or you can go on iTunes and get their brand new six-song Christmas collection as well. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.